This is sad news about Anne Heche, Dean.
Yeah, her representatives issued a statement overnight, which is just unusual in and of itself that they would, release something. It's such a bizarre hour of the night. But they said that Anne Hathaway, who was in that horrible car crash 1 week ago today, trapped in a burning car and has been in critical condition in a coma all week long, is not expected to survive. That is from her representatives.
Anne Heche
is not expected to survive the injuries from all of that. They said that in addition to the severe burns that she suffered, she also suffered severe anoxic brain injury. And she's been on life support all week long, which they say will be turned off today after they make a determination of organ donations. So turns out it's going to be a very sad ending to that story.
We have information today about the Olivia Newton-John funeral, too.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. They announced in Melbourne, Australia, where she grew up, the capital of the Australian state of Victoria, that Olivia Newton-John will have a state funeral there. That's how much she was respected and beloved. They say that the funeral will be more of a celebration concert, but it is going to be, you know, like they have for politicians and, you know, people like that. That's how beloved Olivia Newton-John was in her home country of Australia. They haven't said exactly when that's going to happen yet, but a very nice tribute for her.
All right, let's get...
And another really upbeat story to start your weekend.
Well, let's talk
just
about...
full of happy news today, everybody.
Why,
welcome to Friday.
Why the musical change on The Late Show? Let's get to that story.
Yeah, this is honestly not an unexpected story. Last night, Stephen Colbert announced that his band leader, his musical director, John Batiste, who just won 5 Grammy Awards, he just won an Oscar, he has really been on a roll, will not be returning to The Late Night Show to be the musical director anymore. All Stephen Colbert said last night was that he will be pursuing personal and professional interests. Now, John Batiste has been off of The Late Show since last May, working on projects, but more importantly, caring for his wife, who is battling a second occurrence of leukemia. And he has been more than a dedicated husband, taking care of that, as you might expect. So, unfortunately, he won't be on the show anymore. The band will remain on the show with Louis Cato, who has been filling in as the band leader. He will take over on a permanent basis starting on September the 6th. So, he's also an extremely, extremely accomplished musician. But, professionally, John Batiste could not be, coming off a hotter year professionally with Oscars and Grammys and, so many different projects. But, dealing with his wife's illness also at the same time. See, I'm just full of happy stories for a Friday morning.
All right, well,
if you're in too good of a mood, talk to me today and I'll bring you down a couple of notches.
It'll be an upbeat list of things to do and watch this weekend.
I have one event in particular for this weekend.
All right.
It's got Bob Surratt's name written all over it.
After a break.
Bob Surratt. That old DJ is worth listening to.
Bob Surratt, start your day.
What's going on this weekend, Dean?
Well, here, this is the Bob Surratt event to click this weekend. There is something that is called the Fest for Beatle Fans. It's going to be running through Sunday at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare. Everything Beatles that you can think of, live music, sound-alike bands. Well, not everything, because, everything would be Paul and Ringo showing up.
I'm warning you with peace and love, peace, I have too much to do.
Peace and love of memorabilia. Peace of memorabilia. That's what. That's definitely what the... Do you have any Beatle memorabilia as big a fan as you are?
You know what? I have... well, I did have a sort of a blow-up of a ticket to the Beatles concert at Old Comiskey Park.
Wow.
And my stepdaughter... who became a great Beatles fan because I took her to see A Hard Day's Night when they reissued that in the theaters years ago. I gave it to her as
a
gift.
Nice, nice.
Uh-huh. But
if
I've been to that
date on the envelope. It's going to be tossed.
I've been to that fest for Beatle fans, as they call it. They can't call it Beatle Fest anymore, I guess, because of lawsuits.
But those lawyers.
I haven't been there in years, and they get some good people, and it's an interesting. Convention, isn't it?
Yeah, it really it is. I mean, they have, you know, seminars with Beatles experts, and I could listen to stuff like that all day long. One of my greatest regrets ever is that when the Beatles were here in Chicago at the Old Comiskey Park or at the ever beautiful smelling International Amphitheater that I didn't go to see them back then. Or Elvis. I didn't get it. Never saw Elvis when he was in Chicago.
I saw Elvis. I didn't see the Beatles in concert. I did see Elvis, but that Beatle deal is at by O'Hare, right?
Yeah, Hyatt Regency O'Hare, and it starts today and it runs through Sunday. The annual dance benefit that I hosted for 20 years, I'm not hosting this year, but Dance for Life features seven of Chicago's very best dance companies. All on the same stage for one night. It's Saturday. It's at the Auditorium Theater. Money goes to the Dancers Fund, which helps dancers who are in need of assistance for health care. Devil Wears Prada is over at the Niederlander Theater in Chicago. And some critics did not give it good reviews. I gave it great reviews. And all I'm seeing on Facebook is people who went to see it the last few days and loved it and found it as enjoyable as I did. So everyone's got their own take on things, but I think it's a tremendously entertaining show, great music, amazing performances. It's only here in Chicago until August 21st before it goes to New York. And if you're looking for some live theater, it really just doesn't get much better than that. Musically, this weekend we've got Ziggy Marley doing a tribute to his dad at Ravinia on Sunday. We've got Saturday at Ravinia, the Indie Rockers Dispatch with OAR performing. Leah Michelle, who's about to take over as in Funny Girl on Broadway, is going to be at the City Winery on Sunday night. The boy band Hanson. Remember them from the 90s, all grown up now?
Mm-hmm.
They're at the House of Blues on Saturday night. El DeBarge is performing at the Black Women's Expo Sunday at McCormick Place. And also for music this weekend, Jason Aldean, if you're a country music fan.
He's good.
Yeah, tonight at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater out in Tinley Park, Fish starts a whole weekend up at Alpine Valley through Sunday. Of course, we've got the Bud Billiken Parade that steps off tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock down King Drive from 39th to 55th Street. The WGN TV float will be there, and we'll look forward to seeing some of you out there. A couple of new movies for the weekend. One of them, a new Diane Keaton movie called Mac and Rita. It's not the most original twist. It's one of those body switch kind of comedies, but sort of in reverse. This time, it's a 30-year-old who is, you know, all stressed out, and she goes into a regression tank for, you know, some relaxation where, you know, they have sound waves and ultraviolet lights and all that that's just supposed to relax you. But somehow it transforms her into her 70-year-old self. So what you've got is a 70-year-old but with a millennial mind. Who becomes an internet sensation. So it's kind of a cute story. I gave it a Dean's List C. And if you like horror movies, I think a pretty good one. And I'm not especially a fan of horror movies. But what I like about the movie that's called Bodies, 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 number one is the title. That had me right there. But It's true for fans of traditional horror movies, but it also makes fun of horror movies and spoofs them at the same time. Pete Davidson's in it, Rachel Sennott, Maria Bakalova from the Borat movie is in it, and it's a pretty good, as horror movies go, it's a pretty good one. I gave that one a Dean's List B.
And is that streaming?
That one is not streaming. Both of these movies are theaters only.
Dean, have a good weekend, and you got something special planned for the boys and girls on the Sunday show?
We do. Our old pal and your old pal, Tom Dreesen, is going to be joining us. He's coming to Chicago in a couple of weeks.
Well, he's doing his Sinatra show.
If I twist his arm, maybe I can get him to talk about Frank Sinatra for us. We'll see if I can weasel that out of him somehow.
We'll listen Sunday. Thank you, Dean.
Anyway, peace and love, peace and love.
Walter E. Smith Furniture.